Hey guys, how's it going? I just wanted to do another quick update. I'm doing an audio one just so you can listen to your heart's content, I guess. And I wanted to go over a few things. I want to go over Skillshare. I want to go over some Syncocution. And then I wanted to go over some Patreon stuff. So I just got some bullet points here. I'm just going to kind of chat with you guys for a little bit. First of all, as always, thank you so much. I, of course, appreciate you guys being here, and I hope you enjoy these kind of, I guess, more behind-the-scenes updates. I don't know if being hooked up that close to my brain is good for you guys or not. Probably not, but it is what it is, I suppose. Or I guess I am who I am, I suppose. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about Skillshare. Just because I don't know exactly, I don't know, I haven't figured out how to do it in video yet. So essentially I agreed to do a sponsored video for Skillshare. And by sponsored video, I just mean that they want me to plug their website or whatever in. And I actually checked it out. It's pretty cool. I ended up spending like 2 hours on it because I wanted to go there and actually try it out and see if I actually liked it or whatever. So they gave me kind of the same free trial, I guess you guys would get. And I ended up doing some painting stuff, ended up doing some social media stuff, and I also ended up doing I was just typing in things, seeing what they have, and it ended up, I think, pretty... I was surprised. So, like, right now I have queued up, there's a After Effects, Adobe After Effects kind of workshop thing they have where it's like an hour and a half long, but ideally by the end of it, I know how to kind of do some After Effects stuff, which would be just kind of nice, and just in case I needed to change anything or want to do anything. It's something I've wanted to learn, but I'd like to be taught. I don't want to just, you know, mess around and Google a whole bunch. I do that enough at work, so I didn't really want to do that. So that'd be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to doing that. One of the things I wanted to talk about, when I do it in the video, I don't want it to sound like baggy or anything like that. And so that's why I'm kind of talking to you guys about it, because I feel I can share all these things with you in a little bit more private setting, which is kind of nice. Anyway, one of the nice things about doing something like this is, first of all, it's about a week's worth of ad revenue. It's not actually a whole bunch. But it's nice, right? I mean, essentially I would double my week's ad revenue, right? So I'd get the normal ad revenue I normally get in a week, and then I'd also get this kind of sponsorship payment. And it's not, commission-based or anything like that. So I don't actually get more, I don't get money every time somebody clicks. Though, if a lot of people do click, then I'm sure they'd want to do more stuff with me. And so, like, even if you're not paid commission, it's still kind of like, well, obviously the better it does, the more you get it. What I like about it is the same reason I like you guys here. And by the way, it's not nearly what you guys give. So you don't have to worry about that either. Is it makes me free to be able to do the videos I want to do and not worry about the ad revenue. So for instance, I did 2 details videos, last week, and I got way less views. And it's not because they're bad videos. At least I tell myself that. No, it's because it's by a single game. So when I do a Kickstarter news video, right, the appeal is broader because I'm covering a lot of different things. Anybody that's interested in any kind of, board game on Kickstarter might click that video. If people like miniature games and Kickstarters, then they're definitely going to click that video. And it doesn't matter if they're interested in Primal or Syncocution or any other game. You know, I'll cover a dozen games or so or whatever, and people are more interested. Or it's a popular topic like Massive Darkness 2. Obviously, any Kamon campaign is popular, so talking about it is popular. And through Patreon and through stuff like the Skillshare thing, it allows me not to care about that. Because if I'm already getting the money I would normally get by chasing views and doing just whatever gets me the most views, which we're probably talking about Magic the Gathering and Warhammer, but if I did that, you know, that's all I do. But instead, I was able to do a week of just detail videos because I know how helpful those are to me to look them up, and I know how helpful it is for a lot of you guys to be able to learn more about it. Like the bosses in Syncocution, that's all new information. Like nobody knew about that until I was able to work with the developer and actually show it off, which was, I think, very nice to do. So it I guess it gives me a lot more freedom to not worry about that kind of stuff. To not that I ever did anyway. I mean, I did like miniature paintings for like, you know, forever. Nobody, far less people care about that because again, it's game specific. Anytime it's game specific, unless it's a popular game like Rising Sun, which I lucked out on, that they don't get a whole lot of views. Now, I lucked out on it because I didn't do it for views. I did it because I was painting them. But anyway, I probably rambled on that enough. I guess I just wanted to talk to you both about the scope, about how it kind of works, and why I enjoy it, or why I think it's a good thing for the channel. I guess I don't enjoy making videos, and making videos is work. Talking to you guys, that's what I care about. That's what I love. So that's that. Ask me any questions you have. Feel free to ping me on Discord or leave a comment. That's fine if you want to. But I think it's great. I kind of talked to you guys a little bit about how you can run a channel if you really wanted to. Like, if I really wanted to go full time here, right? And not pander to the game companies, and that you don't, while that's the easiest route, it's not the only route. And a lot of people are saying it's impossible, and I don't think that is. Now, I'm not trying to do that. I have a family of six and have to provide for them, and I have a nice stable job right now, and I want to keep that. I already lost my job once. I definitely don't want to do that again. I'm not trying to risk something like that. However, through you guys, through the ad revenue that I do happen to get, through third-party sponsorships like Skillshare, and or even something closer. I think Skillshare is nice just because I think everybody likes to learn, at least I do. That's why we watch half these videos, right? And the reason I'm making the details videos is because you're learning about something. And so seeing these people that are skilled in something, then share that, that's, I think that's cool. Anyway, but it could be you could do gaming accessories. You could do a Wormwood table sponsorship. Sure, why not? If that's a thing, I don't know. My point is you can have like adjacent things and still kind of make money while not selling your soul, right? So you can still do reviews. And honestly, if you're not doing reviews and I'm providing opinion, then I mean, sure, that's fine. But the problem is I think a lot of companies try to double dip. So they try to be very cozy with these game developers and then also do the review, and I don't understand that. I guess there's a desire to do a review. I think just on a personal level, people like to be heard and share their opinions, right? But I honestly think those are mutually exclusive, right? You can either have one or the other. I don't know if you can really do both. If you do, you're navigating some dangerous water and you need to constantly be in self-check and have people checking you too. Anyway, I've talked on and long enough about that. I just think it's great and helps a little bit further prove my point that you can do honest work on YouTube. It is possible to be an quote-unquote influencer and still be honest. All right, let's move on from that and talk about Senkokushin. So I unboxed the miniature. I'm going to be uploading some images, if I can, alongside this audio. So if you want to check that out after you're done listening, if you're not listening while looking at it, feel free to do that. If not, I'll find a way to post it. I'll post it on my community page on YouTube, if nothing else. I think that's okay. So, you know, I like to have people experience it with me, right? So kind of see it with me. And that would obviously, unless you want to be spoiled or you want the behind the scenes, like you're on Patreon. But I can't really hide a post, so that'd be public. I'll figure it out. I'll put it on Discord as well. Actually, I already have, so you guys have already seen that. Anyway, I built the miniature. I thought it was actually built pretty well. I'm probably going to talk about this when I film. I have to film the kind of round table and the light box and all that, and that takes like an hour. It actually takes a long time to get it centered, to make a turn right, to make the camera angle just right and all that. It's actually highly annoying, but I think it's a very beneficial shot, and I really enjoy providing that because a lot of people don't. I think more people do now, but at least when I first started, I hadn't really seen that too much before. Anyway, they were really smart with how they designed the miniature with three different four different contact points onto the base, so it's actually fairly secure. I thought that was actually pretty smart how they ended up doing that. It looks super unique. I'm excited to kind of paint it. I was going to move on to my Celestial Mini, but I think I'll do this one first instead, just so people can see how it paints up. I think that's always beneficial. And because you notice things when you go to, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I'll look at a mini and I'll critique it and all that, but until I actually start painting it and then really working with it, I notice all these little things that even I didn't notice looking at it the first time. So we'll find out a bit more about the kind of the quality of this resin casting, at least. All right, let's move on to Patreon. So I want to talk about the celebration, and I want to talk about something that I'm going to be getting here soon. So, the celebration. As you know, I don't have goals in the point that I was like, I'll start making another video if you pay me more. Like, I make what I make on YouTube, and not even Patreon really changes too much on that. That's why even when I do a vote, it's very controlled. I don't want to do a video that I'm not passionate about or that I don't want to do. At that point, I don't know what I'm providing to you or to me in my life. So, instead, what I do is I kind of make milestones to celebrate, right? And they're fairly arbitrary. I just kind of pick them out. They sound like good numbers. And then it's like, okay, once we reach this point, we're just going to celebrate. And, obviously there's a lot of you. There's over 100 of you, by the way. I mean, that's amazing to me. I don't have a big ego, believe it or not. And I have a lot of self-doubt and kind of self-critique and all that kind of jazz I think probably most people live with. And so to think that people even want to listen to me on YouTube is kind of weird. And but to have people like you here is very humbling. And I don't know, it makes me feel a little odd, like I don't really like the limelight on me like that. I try to celebrate as much as I can. Now, I can't give everybody everything, right? I can always say thank you so much, and I mean it, and I actually do. I think it's annoying when people save their Patreon to the end. It's like these people are like actively paying you to make whatever you desire. Like, that is huge, and they should be thanked up front, in my opinion. So that's why I do it up front. I don't know how many views it's caused me when people just duck out because I spend 3 minutes thanking everybody, but whatever. I firmly believe it belongs there. Anyway, so I will try to send out what I can, though, and just kind of make a big deal about it and spread the love a little bit. So I'll be sending out 3 board games. I've picked them now. I wanted to let you guys know. One is Kingsburg, one is Tiny Epic Tactics, and one is Vanguard of War. Now, I'm going to talk about each of them. So all 3 of them I actually enjoyed, and all 3 of them don't get a lot of play from me, and it's just because mostly my group. So Kingsburg, I don't know if you've played this or not. It was one of my first games I got, and I actually really like it. That's why it was one of the first games I got. What I like about it is the building you can do afterwards, and there's a lot of good decision points and stuff like that. And I actually don't mind the rolling dice in a sunny, even like Stuff Fables does that. I mean, I think that's a fine mechanic. But, you know, obviously it's not this cool miniature game, and so my immediate group, which is mostly my wife and my friend, don't really care for it as much. And so I guess mostly my wife. And if you know her, that doesn't surprise you that rolling dice to assign a 2 to a queen or whatever isn't exactly what gets her to the table. But I really enjoyed it. I think it's a good game, and I think somebody else could get a lot more love out of it. And then Tiny Epic Tactics. So I was hoping for a Final Fantasy Tactics kind of game, right? And it doesn't really give that feel. It has the same premise, but it doesn't really get that feel. However, it's a quality game. My kids really liked it. In fact, they've played it more than me at this point. But again, it's just not something that really brings me to the table, even though I enjoyed it and I'd play it if somebody offered, right? Which a lot of times my kids do, and I will. So again, I think somebody could get a lot more love out of it. Additionally, those two are fairly small, and so it's not going to take like a ton of money to ship to someone, even if it's out of the US, which will be kind of nice. And then Vanguard of War. Vanguard of War, I want to give to one of you guys that paint, so I'm going to try and confirm that before I send it out, because it has some amazing miniatures. The gameplay is good. It's not bad. It's just not enough to really draw you in, if that makes sense, at least for me and my gaming group, but I know other people like it. But it has a huge potential for somebody who paints. I mean, they are fantastic miniatures. They're very cool design and quality and all that. And I think somebody will get a ton of fun out of it. You guys know me. I paint so slow. I'm still working on the first tray of Conan. So, and I paint almost every day. I just, for hours, I'm just slow. I don't know why, I just am, I guess. But anyway, I think somebody will enjoy that a ton as well. So I'll be sending that out too. So that's 3 games I'm going to be sending out to 3 of you. I don't know yet. I'll randomly pick and then I'll confirm, make sure, you know, you don't already have the game or something like that. And I'll put in a little note there or something like that, just as a thank you. And I'll post about it and all that, because I want to make it a big deal. Because again, I want it to be a celebration of this community, of this group of people that have kind of rallied around, being super critical of miniature board games, I guess, is really what it is. And the miniatures in general, right? So That's the celebration thing. I hope that sounds good or fun or cool to you guys. I guess if you have feedback, let me know. Now for what I'm going to buy next. So first of all, I have this wonderful lighting system now. However, there's some issues. I have two, kind of umbrella light kind of things, which is great. Except one, the cord, like it, only if you lay it just right, will it turn on, like the electricity or the wires frayed or something in there is bad. And then one, the fan is like super loud, and I have to like really try it. It actually messes up the audio and the videos a little bit just because of how close it is in my normal desk setup. So I'm going to be contacting them to get at least the cord and one of the heads replaced. I don't know if they'll just send me the two new things or what, but I really need to do that. What I'll be getting next, I can think kind of the next upgrade. I think I'm pretty good on audio. I think I'm pretty good on, especially now that I don't have to go to Gen Con, right? So originally I was saving up money to go to Gen Con, and that's obviously not a thing. So instead, I think I'm going to be going towards another camera. Now I've started to research what I want to do. And by camera, I mean actual video camera, like that records video and is meant to record a video. And if it takes pictures, that's a side thing. Lately, I made the mistake of buying another camera that happens to do video, and there's just a lot of noise I don't like and stuff like that. So I really want to just get a quality piece that'll serve me well, that can record longer sessions, because God forbid I unbox something less than half an hour. And I think right now my camera stops recording at about 22 to 26 minutes, depending on the setting. And so sometimes that causes some issues. So I hope to get a new camera soon. And again, that is all thanks to you guys for sure. At this point, you know, most of the YouTube stuff goes to, either backing games or, things of that nature, right? Software. Like what I'm using to kind of edit my recordings and stuff like that. Because most things nowadays, I don't know if you know, they're either like $1,800 or you pay like $20 a month or something like that. So I have a few of those $20 a month kind of things that I have to do for, music, for, software of just various kinds to, put thumbnails up and whatnot. Otherwise the other thing is from you guys, and that's a lot of the big heavy stuff, right? Because you guys are definitely the biggest push here when it comes to like getting a camera or lighting or all that kind of stuff that I use, like the microphone I'm using right now to record. So that's kind of where I'm putting all that money to. And then I'm kind of saving some. I'm trying to anyway, to do stuff like Gen Con or something like that. Because I eventually want to go to Essen, visit you guys in Europe. Eventually I want to do all these things, to just meet you guys and hang out and go have dinner and play a game or something like that. Something fun. I want to do more meet and greets and kind of be out there and available. So anyway, that's it. That's my update for now. I don't know if you can hear my kid screaming in the background, but they're starting to fuss. So I'm going to go take care of them. I hope you guys have a good rest of your weekend. And, obviously I'll talk to you guys, throughout, and then see you guys in a video, at the start of next week. So, all right, guys, that's all I had. Thanks so much. And, talk to you soon.